Welcome to another episode of Living an Ultra Life. Hope everybody's week is going fantastic and you guys are loving life, because I am loving life right now. It has been a great couple of weeks and we're just having a lot of fun getting ready to go into a race this next weekend, 60K Long Creek, so that'll be interesting. Long Creek is at First Landing State Park, so it's a lot of wet running and not hilly at all, so it's pretty flat. There will be some fast runners out there, and I'm looking forward to them passing me and me cheering them on in my little slow self as I race to the finish. This week, I want to talk to you about the beauty of living for the future and not the past. I kind of touched on this last week, but I wanted to go into a little more detail this week about this whole living with regrets thing. One of my mottos in life is I don't want to ever ask myself, what if I had? Because what if I had that question? What if I had stayed in the Navy and done 20 years in the Navy? Well, those type of things, they leave you fretting what you've done instead of what you're going to do. You think too much about what you should have done back here and what I could have done back here. And, oh man, if I had done this, then I'm this. You know, I remember one time I was out running with a friend and I was like, man, if I wish I had started running when I was in my 20s or 30s. And he looked at me and he's like, yeah, but you didn't, did you? I was like, no, I actually didn't. He's like, so what good does it do to go, I wish I would have started running when I was 20 instead of 46? Truth is, it doesn't do you any good to look at the past and go, wow, I wish I had. There's so many things that you can go into this whole living with regrets and wanting to have done something different in the past. We all have that. Chill, man. I mean, it's just part of life. There's things that you wish you would have done different. All right? Wish it. Now move on forward. Okay? One of the things that happened to me, I was out running this one time in Wyoming, and I'm going up this canyon, Littlehorn Canyon. It was one of my favorite places to run. You couldn't run there a lot because, man, the snow would get in there, and so you had to kind of wait until springtime to get in there. You could only really run it until about the end of October because the snow got really filthy. There was this one section that had a really, really steep ascent. I was pushing my body up the steep ascent, 3,300 feet in less than 3 miles, every muscle screaming with the strain, and I all of a sudden realized this is why I run. This is why I ask my body to perform in ways that my mind doesn't think are possible. See, something happens in your mind when you make the decision to never allow yourself to ask what if. I realized that on this steep climb, that one of the joys of running for me is in trying to push myself beyond what I think I'm capable of. I'm not built like a runner. Those of you who see me, you realize I am not built like a runner. I do not look like a runner, but I run anyway because I love running. Running for me is that freedom. Running for me is that it's almost like an escape. It allows me to get into a part of myself where I begin to think freely and I begin to not just let the cares of this world drag me down, and I'm just out running, having a great time, and I don't care what my pace is, and I don't care where the finish line is, and I don't care how many hills there are, and I'm just loving running. I love running. Somebody asked why I love running. I don't know. I just love running. You know, somebody asked me why I ran one time. I was like, because I love running. Yeah, you know, I don't know. Why do you do things that you love? I'm used to, you know, being around a lot of people who live with regrets and talk about what if they had. Man, I always just sit there and go, man, if I could convince you to drop that what if I had, or, you know, that, oh man, what if this had happened, or what if this has happened? Who cares, man? It's in the past. All right, move forward. Most people are so busy trying to figure out what they screwed up in the past that they forget you can only live for today. I first began thinking about what life would be like if I refused to ask the question, what if? I sit in a ministry school class on missions, and I was listening to them talk about all the different ways of going to mission. And I was like, okay, but what if we taught that you can go someplace and you can do this differently? And I'm going, what if we could send people that instead of great theology and church experience, we sent people with working skills off to these faraway lands? You know, at the time, I was like, totally perfectly content to just contribute money from my job in sales to missions. There was a shift that happened in my mindset. And rather than just sit there and go, well, what if, and what if, and what if, because you can ask those questions all the time. Well, what if we did this? And what if we did this? And what if we did this? Well, all of a sudden I began to go, what will I do? What can I do? What am I capable of? What are the things that I can change? I stopped asking what if, and I stopped wondering when somebody else was going to do something. I started thinking, okay, what if I did it? And so we did. My wife and I relocated. We quit our very well-paying jobs, and we went to the other end of the earth, and we used our skills in business, and we taught people how to start businesses, and we had a great time, and we spent 7 years teaching people how to start businesses, coming alongside them as they started businesses, and teaching them about having faith in business. And we had a great time. That was kind of the beginning of, instead of asking myself constantly, what if, how do I learn a new language? And my new language wasn't the Russian that I learned. It wasn't how to speak a foreign language. The new language that I learned to ask was, what am I capable of? What do I have right now that I could take and make something different? And when I began asking myself that, possibilities really begin to open. When I stopped asking myself and others, what if, and I started to ask myself, when am I going to do this? When am I going to do something? What can I do? I'm telling you, things started to change. When you move from a what if mindset, you can't live in the past any longer. You can't sit there and go, well, what if, what if, what if, what if? Because all of a sudden now your mind is starting to go, well, what can I? You know, instead of sitting there going, well, what if I tried to run that 50-mile run that Mike's constantly talking about? Well, when can you go run it? Set a goal, sign up, go run 50 miles. It might kill you. It might just set you free. Moving yourself from a limiting lifestyle to a limitless lifestyle is just amazing. And things begin to happen in your life that'll just blow your ever-living mind. One of the things that when we came back from Central Asia and we got back here, our return probably looked like a total complete failure. I gained a ton of weight. We just were living a life that was just not good. And one day we did something. We made a decision to stop. We made a decision that we were going to learn some new habits and we were going to break some bad habits. When we did that, that was kind of when I started running by accident. I had no intention to run. I did not like runners. I thought they looked weird out there on the streets running. I thought they always looked like they were in pain. I didn't realize they were just concentrating on not tripping over the cracks in the sidewalk. You learn that once you run. But the thing I did was I said, okay, instead of going from failure to failure, how about I go do this? When am I going to do this? I signed up for the Marine Corps Marathon in January of 2011. That meant I was going to run 26.2 miles in one single day. I didn't really know. Somebody just said, find a marathon, sign up for it. I liked Marines, found this thing called the Marine Corps Marathon, signed up for it, downloaded a training plan, didn't talk with anybody about it, just downloaded a training plan and started running this training plan and stuck to it like glue. I don't know why. I just knew that I wanted to experience things that I had never done before, and I wanted to push myself past what I thought I was capable of. I was tired of just living in the land of regrets. I wanted to move into the land of what's next. When you stay and you live in the land of regrets and you regret what you didn't do, you'll never get to see the beauty of what's next. The land of what's next is the land of, man, what is out there for me to do next? So that's kind of how I decided to run 50 miles on my 50th birthday. It's how I've decided to get serious about running 24 hours and completing over 100 miles in a 24-hour race. after 24-hour race, who knows what's next? I might just go do one of these multi-day events. I might go run 48 hours. I might decide to run across the United States. I already have a goal to run all 500 miles of the Appalachian Trail in Virginia. Who knows? Maybe I'll run the whole Appalachian Trail one day. I might do something like John Price is doing right now and run across the United States just for the fun of it. See, I began to live my life for what's next and what can I dream about that I know that I'm not capable of doing right now, but if I go attempt it, great things are going to happen. So I live my life in two directions now. The first is I never, ever allow myself to ask what if. And the second is to continue to believe that I am blessed to be a blessing, and through me, blessing will flow out onto other people. When you begin to believe that everything that is happening to you right now in life is for a reason, and that it's meant for you to grasp it and move it into the positive pile instead of the negative pile, and that it's a blessing. In other words, it's something that's coming to you because, man, you deserve great things. You deserve to have new experiences. You know, I've tripped and fallen on many trails. And, you know, when I looked at tripping and falling on trails and, you know, my glasses flying all over the place and my pack getting smushed and, you know, that wonderful food that I was looking forward to eating just, you know, getting flattened and full of dirt. When I looked at it as something bad that happened to me, everything else turned to bad. But when I looked at it and laughed because I just tripped over another root, I could pick myself up, dust myself off and go, thanks, I learned a lesson. Pick your feet up. That was the lesson I learned. I pick my feet up when I run. I don't trip over things. When I watch where I'm running, I don't trip over things. See, when you begin to approach life and instead of everything that happens to you and you're looking for what's bad about it, and now you can go live in the land of regrets, and instead you sit there and go, oh, coronavirus, we're all locked down. Oh my gosh, we got to wear masks. We got to do this. We got to do that. They want us to get a vaccine. And you look at it and you go, oh, this sucks. Life is horrible. Look at all the horrible things. And instead you go, hey, you know what? I'm going to take whatever's happening and I'm going to turn it for good. And not only going to turn it for good for me, I'm going to let my attitude of turning it for good flow on to other people. So that when I look and say, hey, you know what? What can we make good out of this thing? Somebody else can make something good out of it too. When somebody else makes something good out of it, perhaps we can change the entire culture around us from this negative sniping culture to a culture that says, yeah, but what's possible? What's next? What are we going to accomplish next? What are we going to do after we defeat coronavirus? What are we going to do? And when you move into that mindset, I am telling you, magical things start to happen. All of a sudden, you can't live in the land of regrets. You can't even go visit the land of regrets. You can't even stop by on the webpage living in the land of regrets. You won't even read a Facebook post living in the land of regrets because you're always constantly looking and going, okay, so what can we do next? What can we do about it? What can I do about it? What can I do to make my world a better place? I'm telling you, this is a great place to live. And this is what it means to live an ultra life. It means you live in the land of what's next, not what happened. Man, I'm telling you, this is a great place to live. And I'm looking forward to you guys moving into the land of what's next with me because I refuse to look at what if. I am constantly looking at what's next because I know great things are out there because I'm blessed to be a blessing so that the whole world can be blessed. That's what living an ultra life is all about. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you guys. Have a wonderful, wonderful day.